almost sold out, so if you do want to attend our in-person part of that, do register soon. It's a free event, and you can find more information on our website, womentransformingcities.org.
Once again, that was Clara Prager, the Manager of Civic Engagement and Advocacy for Women Transforming Cities, speaking at the Our City Hall campaign launch, where the organization detailed their six major policy asks for council and mayoral candidates in the upcoming Vancouver municipal election. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
This is Bird Note. M. DeBlas has years of experience leading bird outings in Chicago. But M. first started birding when they were 19, while visiting family near San Luis Potosí in Mexico.
My mom had gifted me a pair of binoculars because that's something outdoorsy people like. And I had always been an outdoorsy person. So I was just outside of my abuelita's house, and the first bird that perches up is this bright red tiny little bird that's flying a very specific way. And I get my binoculars on it, and I'm like, oh, wow, cool.
It was a vermilion flycatcher, a red bird totally unlike the northern cardinals they knew from Chicago. And that got M curious.
I was also thinking to myself, well, I know that birders like to hear them as well. Maybe they have their own unique calls. So I go on Google, I'm like, vermilion flycatcher bird song. And it's a very, very beautiful whistle. And it is very distinct. So the next day I get out there and I listen for that specific sound. Then I hear it all over. And it gives you this added layer into how you experience nature. And then I was like, okay, well, then what does a curve-billed thrasher sound like? What does the white-winged dove sound like?
Today, you'll find M sharing their joy on bilingual outings with Chicago BIPOC birders, the Chicago Ornithological Society, and the Urban Birding Festival. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
We'll be right back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thank you for your constant support. You help keep independent community radio alive.
Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. If you're walking in the South Granville neighborhood of Vancouver on any given Thursday night, you might hear something that you wouldn't usually expect. Don't worry, there's no cause for concern here. What you're listening to right now is actually the Vancouver Metal Choir. Part of the Pleasant Mountain Music School, the Metal Choir meets every week to practice group renditions of heavy metal songs. We here at CJSF reached out, and we were invited to check out one of these practices. And while we didn't know what to expect, to say the least, we were not disappointed. The person you can hear instructing is Kelsey Luo, a rock and metal musician, music instructor, and session vocalist with a very unique skill set of extreme vocals, aka metal screams. After the class had ended, we spoke with some of the choir members on what first drew them to the idea of a metal choir in the first place.
I waited almost a decade and a half to do actually study or learn extreme vocals, and I'm really glad that there was this opportunity in Vancouver. And I got the randomest Instagram app, and I said, yes, this is me. And I started working with Kelsey, and the metal choir has been the highlight of my week every week since then.
I saw an ad on Reddit for screaming in metal choir, and I always wanted to join a music group where I could sing metal songs and like songs that I listen to. And I've been out of touch with music, so I thought it was a good vibe and a good time to come join. And it's become sort of my therapy session. Every Thursday I come here and scream away my pain and my troubles, and it's a really fun group, and it's just like-minded people just enjoying good music, so it's a great time.
As a defunct theater kid, giving any opportunity to sing again has been the greatest opportunity in my life, and the fact that I get to do a new vocal technique and do some scary-ass noises is super fun.
It can help unleash the suppressed anger and the beast and everything that's frowned upon, and it feels like it's such a safe environment, and it's like, oh, it's not only being able to express myself, but also it's about finding the community and like-minded people. It's been amazing.
I love singing, and I was the one of the recruits by Xenia, because I was looking for a choir, and this seemed like a fun, relaxed one where you can also get to scream.
It's been really cool. I was really hoping to like meet a lot of people who like metal, because a lot of people in my life don't like metal. And so I was like, I need more people who are into the stuff that I'm into. And there's lots of that here.
We also spoke with Kelsey Luo afterwards, who explained how she first started instructing for metal vocals. We also spoke about the choir's first upcoming public performance at Commercial Drive's Car Free Day on September 5th.
Hello, my name is Kelsey, and I am the extreme vocal and piano instructor at PMM. We started this metal choir program back in January of 2023, and it was an idea that actually the roommate of one of our owners, Sarah, Veronica, she mentioned wanting to join a choir, but strictly for metal, and it's not something that Vancouver had or still has that I know of. So we decided to make that happen. And I was very interested in that idea. And I just thought, oh, I wonder if there's a big enough community in Vancouver for it. And the fact that the first, info session that we had, and there was like 20 people that showed up, I'm like, okay, there is a metal community in Vancouver. And, that was like pretty inspiring to me. And we just kept the program running since.
I guess I'd imagine you come from a metal background, if this is something that you are willing to spearhead in this kind of way. Can you tell me a bit about that?
So I call myself, so this is funny. I don't consider myself a metalhead. I am what some people call a poser. So I'm like, I got into metal from like post-hardcore, like emo, like that kind of stuff. I listen to mostly like metalcore, progressive metalcore bands like that, but I'm obviously into like other kinds of metal and other styles of music. But I got into the style of music when I was 9, when I first heard Evanescence and Linkin Park, and then it branched out to like more emo bands like Taking Back Sunday and Fall Out Boy, and then it was post-hardcore with like Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil. And then I discovered metalcore when I was about 17, when I first heard Of Mice and Men, The Word Alive. And then I discovered Era when they first came out. And at that time, their first album was progressive metalcore. And that's been my favorite genre ever since, because it combines like traditional metalcore with progressive metals, like technical metalcore, and it's melodic. And I've just, you know, been into that music ever since. And I write music similar to that. So that's been my main passion.
And throughout the session, it sounded like you all are working towards something, like a specific event or somewhere where you're performing. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, so our first performance outside is going to be at Car Free Day. And we had this opportunity from Chris, one of our owners, and he's friends with, I think his name is Jeff. He's Chris's barber, and he happens to, I think, run this event. I'm not entirely sure of that. But we got this opportunity, and I think it's between 12 to 1. I'm going to have to confirm with him on that. But yeah, this is going to be our first performance outside of our school. Like, we do like summer and winter recitals, and this is going to be our first one out in the public. So we're pretty excited about that, because this is our first one where we're going to be doing performances without sheet music, and it's going to be like a public facing performance. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And especially with this group in particular, like, it's been running for about 4.5 years with this program. I'd say this is the strongest group we've had.
How does one protect their, you know, because you've been doing this for a while, I'd imagine, how does one protect their voice long term when screaming in that way?
That's a good question. I'd say vocal maintenance is really important, just in general, whether clean vocals or extreme vocals. Generally, when I warm up, I start with clean vocals, and then I go through like various extreme vocal techniques. I do the warm-up separately, and then I go over songs, and I also have a cool-down exercise where I go over buzzing or lip trills. Generally, I try not to practice for over an hour, because you don't want to overuse your voice when you're practicing these techniques, especially like if you're on tour and you're consistently playing shows. But generally, just regular vocal maintenance, like getting enough sleep, eating healthy, not eating spicy foods or a big meal before performances, limiting drinking and, you know, smoking and vaping as well. Just things like that. And also massaging the larynx. That is something that I find definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. How did you decide on the songs that are going to be performed? It seems like a pretty eclectic mix.
Yeah, it's a group effort. So we have the 5 songs that we have so far. So Ariel, so this was a song that pretty much everyone knew. Like, System of a Down is a classic. Can't go wrong with that. Cannibal from Vola, so that one was chosen by Michaela, so that was a really good choice. And we have, what is it? My Heart Will Go On was chosen by Chris. We have, is it Babylon? Oh, also chosen by Chris. And Rule of Nine, so that was chosen by a former metal choir attendee. And Spirit Box is also one of my favorite bands, so that was just a solid choice all around. So generally, we have like a couple songs that we, like Chris and I, we talked about doing before the sessions, and then we also get our attendees to choose songs as well, and then I usually pick a song during the semester. So it's just a culmination of everyone's choices.
How can people that want to get involved with the metal choir?
Oh, you can sign right up on Pleasant Mountain Music. You can talk to Chris, Sarah, sign up on the website. And yeah, this is a great community. People that have started in this choir, I think 2 semesters ago, like, they're friends now, they're hanging out. We even have the first session of metal choir we ever did. There was a couple that came out of it, and they're still going strong. So yeah, check it out.
Awesome. And one last thing. Is there a simple heavy metal technique or method or scream that you can teach the people listening?
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the false core technique, I'd say grunting like a dog is a good start. So let's say your long day of work, you come home, you go, ugh, right? And now you just drop lower into your larynx, engage your diaphragm, ugh, 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 and now you can slide into that false core. You can also close your mouth and do a grunt. So these are all techniques to help you get into that false core placement. When it comes to fry screams, which is another scream technique, so cackling or screeching like a cat is an example that you can use. Meow! So that's a start to the fry screams. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much for showing me. Once again, that was the lead instructor of the Vancouver Metal Choir, Kelsey Luo. You can hear the Metal Choir in action on September 5th at noon during Car Free Day on Commercial Drive. You can also learn more about the Metal Choir and how to join at pleasantmountainmusic.ca. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. We'll be right back.
welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM over the squeals of feedback. It's White Fur by Cherry Pick, storming up the charts here at CJSF. This is about it for Speak Up this week. Well, no, that's not true. Tomorrow we also have Speak Up on Friday, which will feature an interview that Nicole did with Crystal Schwanda about the Tatus Festival at the PNE, as well as some other stuff. And, well, we're just going to wrap things up with a little bit of music, but I hope that you will stick around for the rest of this wonderful Thursday of programming. We've got Beats and Eat. Well, Democracy Now! Is coming up right away. Your favorite, our favorite. And then we've got Beats and Eats with PA coordinator Nicole, featuring some more interviews and talk about, well, music, food, art, etc. And then the hits keep coming on Thursday. We've got a repeat episode of the George Bastian Show. He's going to be moving to Tuesdays, so check it out on Thursday while you can. We've got Free Voices, we've got Call Me Negotiator, The Art Show, Analog Archives, Wham Bam, East Van, 60 Minute Stage Dive, and Rad Radio. And I want to just mention, rest in peace, Johnny Bones, the longtime host of Rad Radio, passed away a bit over a week ago after a fight with cancer. And so yeah, we'll have a bit of a memorial episode of Rad Radio tonight. And yeah, sad. Anyway, we're going to hear a little bit of Angine de Poitrine, a band that I still maintain is a bit of a psyop, but they do cool stuff. So we're going to hear Mata Ziklek by Angine de Poitrine from Volume 2. And then it'll be Democracy Now!, so stick around. See you next time. Thank you.